Get ready for the ultimate video challenge as these two teams go head-to-head with a maze of electronic obstacles for the right to face one of our game wizards in the video zone. Fasten your seatbelts. Here comes Nick Arcade! And now, here's your host, the guy who signs autographs for everyone, even if they don't want it. Here he is.
And welcome to Nick Arcade, the ultimate video challenge. I'm here today with Aaron of the yellow team and Brianne of the red team, who are going to play the face-off game Star Defender. Now, in this game, you have to protect your starship from a deadly comet trying to bombard you. Each time your side is hit, your opponent scores, and whoever has the highest score at the end of 30 seconds will get 25 points in control of Mikey, our video adventurer, for the start of round one. Hey, let's get into position, Brianne and Aaron. Ready, set, go!
Abandoned
right away on the board. It's Aaron with 15 points. Red team is popped on. Brianna's got 5 points now. Good blocking corner. Steady flurry of blocks happening. We're at 20 for the red team. For the red team, 20. 30-30 tie. Let me take that back. Time is ticking down. 45 for the yellow team. 35 for the red team. Time is ticking down. Points are ticking up. As we get to the end of the fight, pulling it off, it's going to be the yellow team. Way to go! Hit that goal. Let's play some more. Way to go, yellow team. Pulling it off. Hey, everyone. Let's see who's playing on today's show. Starting off with the yellow team, Aaron and Carrie. Say hey! Now, I understand, Aaron, you won some type of award at some sports award. Tell us about this.
Well, I was on track and Trinity Prep, and I got a coach's award for track.
Cool. Very good. You must be very good at that. Excellent. And your partner there, Carrie, I understand, plays soccer and basketball. Now, what positions do you play on each team?
Well, in soccer, I play forward, and in basketball, I also play forward.
All right. Well, hey, hopefully you'll go forward here. Let's find out. Let's meet your opponents, the red team, Jamal and Brianne. Say hey! Now, Jamal sings at school, and my question is, how do you get interested in music, just in general?
A lot of help from my brother and my family, and my course teacher is real good.
So it's like a musical family you come from.
Yeah.
Excellent. And your partner there helping out is Brianne. Now, she is on a team at school, and I forgot what type of team was it now?
Yeah, I'm on a track team, and I started this year, my first year in middle school, and I've loved it ever since.
All right. Well, great. Well, I hope you love having fun here. Hey, gang, let's wish them all good luck. It's Phil again with the rule stuff. Here's what you're going to do. Going to take Mikey, our video adventurer, and you're going to move him all around this screen in every direction except diagonally. As you do this, you are going to run into our four Ps. We have points, puzzles, pop quizzes, and prizes. Be careful, though, because we have an enemy up there, and if you run into him, control will get snagged from you over to the other team. Now, all questions in round one are worth 25 points, and the team with the highest score at the end of the two rounds will go inside to the video zone. That's all I have to say. Andrea, where is Mikey headed today?
Well, today Mikey's running all over the calendar when he steps through his local time portal. In round one, he'll be seeing the sights in his neighborhood millions of years in the past. But keep alert, because town bully Game Over has followed Mikey into the past. Guide our hero safely past the goal, and you will get yourself 50 points, Phil.
Thank you, Andrea. Now, Mikey remembers in the time portal, and the yellow team, since you won the face-off, you have control of Mikey. You get to move in what direction?
Right.
Okay, Mikey's going right. Video challenge! Well, blow me down! Come on over here! They're coming! They're cruising! Here we are! Okay, video challenge. You get to maintain control of Mikey, and that points to your score. Who's going to be playing?
I will.
Aaron's going to play. Okay, Carrie, hang on to the board. Aaron, you get to choose from Super R-Type, Gunak, Joe and Mac, Chuck Rock, and King of the Monsters. Which one would you like to play?
Gunak.
Gunak. Head right over to it. Come on, Carrie. I really like this game. We're taking a trip into space because this is a futuristic space blast-em-up game, and you are the eccentric renegade Gunak, and you have to save the residents of the Iota Synthetica solar system in this game. This has 8 planets, and today on Gunak, our expert challenges, 20,000 points in Area 1, Lilinaris Planet. So you have to meet or beat that in 30 seconds. Now, right now, Kiri, your team has 25 points. Your opponents have zero. Of your 25, I want you to write down how many you're willing to wager on your partner beating the challenge. 3 seconds now.
She's ready to get down. Yeah, yeah, she's ready to get down.
Keep it hidden, please. All right, turn around there. Ready, set, go. All right, he just blew up everything, and he grabbed that one, which changes his weapons. Right now, he's blowing away some of the rabbits. Great, and he's picking up 400 points for every rabbit. Some more satellite beings, just picked up some more power. He's got the boomerang. He keeps changing his weapons. He's a multiple weapon guy. Blew away some rabbits. Way to go. Some more points. He's up to 9,400 points. He is going. He has to beat 20,000. Now he's in the next zone. He just blew away, grabbed some money. He just grabbed some more money. He just knocked away a rock. Oh, and he did it at the end. Yes! You had me sweating all the way there. That's how many points a wager. 10 points for a great wager. Head back over. We're going to play some more. Great. Rain, man. Woo! Had me shaking in my shoes. We're going to add the 10 points to your score. You're up to 35, and you get to move Mikey again. What direction?
Up.
Okay, Mikey's going up. Pop quiz! Well, let's see. I have a pop quiz question for you. The correct answer will get you 25 points in control. All hands on buzzers. Remember, Mikey's in the time portal. Here's the question. Which actor played an archaeologist racing the Nazis to find the Ark of the Covenant in the movie Raiders of the Lost Ark? Yes, red team.
Harrison Ford,
yes. They had a little conference on it. But they got the point. You're on the board now with 25, and now you have control of Mikey. Move him, please.
Up.
Mikey's going up. It's a prize! Yes! Andrea, tell them what they just won.
Armatron presents all your favorites. Garfield, Snoopy, Bugs Bunny, and more. Creatively designed timepieces make fun gifts for the whole family. Armatron, America's watch. Congratulations.
How appropriate for the time show. That is yours, and you get to move Mikey again.
Right.
Mikey's going right. Video challenge, red team! Hey! Red team's checking us out this time. They're sneaking up on me from behind. Someone over here? Here we are, red team, with the video challenge where you get to maintain control and get points to your score. Who's gonna play?
I will.
Okay, Brianne, hang on to the board. Jamal, you get to choose from Super R Type, Gunak is out of it. You get to choose Joe and Mac, Chuck Rock, and King of the Monsters. Which one of the four?
King of the Monsters.
King of the Monsters. Head over to King of the Monsters. I really like this game. It's really wild because in this game, it's a sci-fi claw-to-claw action game where you're a monster, Geon, in a grueling battle through the city. This game has 12 stages. But right now, for today, the expert challenge is 4,000 points in stage 2, Okayama. Where the wind comes sleeping down the plate. No. Okay, so you have to meet 4,000 points in 30 seconds. Now, Brianne, you have 25 points. Your opponents have 35. I want you to write down of your 25 how many you're willing to wager on your partner beating the wizard. Write it now. She's thinking. She's written. Okay, finally. She wrote real quick. Shout. All right, it's in there. He's over there. Ready, set, go. Okay, now right now, he's the monster with the horn on the head. He just choked. Choking gets 700 points right away. There's a Powerball. He picked it up. He is up to 1680. Good move. A good throw. Throw got him another 500 points. All right, on the belly. Bam! Oh, good jump. Okay, he paused it accidentally. We're going again. He's up to 3,800 points. He has to be 4,000. He is almost there. Another punch. We'll do it. Another punch. There he is. Yes. All right, Jamal. Go, man. All right. Let's see how many points to wager. Brianne broke down 9. Great wagering. Head back over. We're going to play some more. He wrestles like Hulk Hogan. Great. Add the 9 points to your score. You are now up to 34. There's just a 1 point difference. And that sound is telling me that we are almost out of time. So we're going to zip Mikey straight to the goal. We find ourselves in a situation we call sudden death. So that means I'm going to ask a question. The correct answer to this question will get you 50 points and the goal for round one. Here's the question. What president was assassinated by John Wilkes Booth? Red team.
Kennedy.
Oh, that is incorrect. Yellow team, do you have a guess for me?
Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln is it. Yeah, yellow team. You have the goal. You have the 50 points. Let's just take a look at the board and see where everything was for this round. All right, a prize right below you. You missed that, but that is okay because yellow team, you have 85 points. Red team, you have 34 points. And I know everybody's at home going, hey, Phil, we know what's next. We're going to sit back and wait for round two. The points are double. Lot more points happening, lots more action. This game is tight. So come on back and see what happens here tonight on Nick Arcade. Welcome back. We're here now with round two. Joining me is Kerry of the yellow team and Jamal of the red team. They're going to try their hand at the face-off game, Star Defender. Now remember, in this game, you have to protect your starfighter from a deadly comet trying to bombard you. Each time your side is hit, your opponent scores, and the player with the highest score at the end of 30 seconds will get 50 points. It's round two, remember, and control of Mikey for the start of round two. Hey, in the position, Jamal and Kerry. Ready? Whoop, a little switch. Whew, there we are. And ready and set. Go! First on the board is the yellow team. All right, red team's on the board now. It's 10-10. It's picking red. Just took the lead. Yellow is coming back now. It's 25 red, 20 yellow. Lots of blocking going on. Couple just got through there. We have 50 for the red team, 35 for the yellow team. Time is almost out. So it is going to be the red team at the last second. Way to go, Jamal. Hello, let's play some more. Great playing, Jamal. Pulling it off there in the last couple of seconds. Hey, hang on. Mikey's still out there. Andrea, where is Mikey going this round?
In round two, the time portal has zapped Mikey into his very own neighborhood in the far future. But sent along with him was that bully Game Over. Get Mikey past the goal safely, and you'll receive 100 points, Phil.
Thank you, Andrea. Now, gang, don't forget, we still have the four P's up there, the points and puzzles and pop quizzes and prizes. And also, as you heard, Game Over, the bully is out there, so you want to beware of him. Now, all questions in round two are worth 50 points, and the team with the highest score at the end of this round will be going inside the video zone to battle today's game wizard. Okay, here we are. Red team, you pulled off. You had 84 points, and you get to move Mikey first. What direction?
Right.
Mikey's going right. Pop quiz! Hands on those buzzers because you know what's going to happen. I have a question, you give me the correct answer, and you get 50 points. Mikey, of course, is in a time portal. If someone can move objects without touching them, which psychic power would they have? A, ESP, B, telekinesis, or C, levitation? Yes, yellow team.
A.
A is incorrect. Red team, do you have a guess?
Levitation. Yes.
Levitation? Ooh, that's incorrect. The correct answer was B, telekinesis. Telekinesis. Hands on those buzzers, though, because I have another question for you. When it begins playing in 1993, Florida's first Major League Baseball team will be named after what fish? Yes.
Marlins.
Marlins is it, yellow team? Yeah. 50 points. You're in the lead now with 135, and you can move Mikey. What direction?
Down.
Down.
Okay, Mikey's going down. My favorite place, video challenge. Hey, yellow team's coming. I get the two-step. I get the two-step. Shoo-bop, shoo-bop. Here we are once again, yellow team. You know the situation here. You get to add more points. Who is going to be playing?
I am.
All right, you're going to play this time. Aaron, hang on to the board. Kerry, you get to choose from Super R Type. Gunak is out of it. Joe and Mac. Chuck Rock. And that's it, because we play King of the Monsters. Which one of those three?
Joe and Mac.
Joe and Mac. Head over to Joe and Mac. You come with us, Aaron. Now, this time we're going kind of a little back in time, because this is a prehistoric adventure game where you are a cave dude, Joe, trying to rescue the lost cave babes. Maybe you can rescue cave dudes. This game has multiple levels, and right now, on today's show, our expert challenge is 800 points in level one. So you have to meet or beat that in 30 seconds. Now, Aaron, right now, you have 135 points. Your opponents have 84. Of your 135, write down how many you're willing to wager on your partner. You have 3 seconds. Write it now.
He's running it down. He's running it down.
He's finished. Okay, I peeked. Slap me. Turn around. Grab the controller. Ready, set, go. Okay, now Joe has a club. Pterodactyl upside the head. Got him. Got another. Ooh, another bat by the pterodactyl. Right now, no points. She's being whacked. A lot of pterodactyls to whack. If she gets one, she'll pick up some points. Right now, she hasn't accumulated any. Joe is running. All right, some cave guys has to be. All right. Ooh, he's getting whacked by the cave guys. His life is getting taken. So far, and oh, got hit again. Joe keeps getting whacked. He's swinging, but he's missing. Oh, my goodness. Listen, you played a great game, but it seems like too much happening right there. Right now, let's see how many points are wagered. 18. We're going to adjust your score. Lots more show. Head back over there. Don't you know? Okay, hey, you put up a good fight there, but we're going to have to take the 18 points away. You're at 117. Red team, you have control. Move Mikey again, please.
Left.
Mikey's going left. Hidden camera. Okay, this is another one of our video puzzles. Now, you know, we recently took out our Nick Arcade minicam into the world, and we stuck it in some pretty strange places. The first team that buzzes in and can tell me where the camera is hidden will get 50 points and control of Mikey. Ready? Let's tune in the hidden camera.
A trash can?
Trash can? Is it a trash can? Let's take a look. Bingo! Yes, it is a trash can! You figured that out quickly! And you get 50 points. You snag the lead back at 134. Move the micster. Once it... Hold that thought. I guess I get to move the micster straight to the goal, that is, because we're almost out of time in this round. We're in a situation called sudden death once again. I have a question for you, and gang, the correct answer to this question will get you 100 points, it'll get you the goal, and it'll get you the game. So here we are. Moving film is really just a series of still frames. How many frames are there per second? Is it A, 10, B, 15, or C, 24? Yes, red team. Conference happening, need an answer quick.
15.
Ooh, 15 is incorrect. Do you have an answer for me, yellow team? Is it? Yes?
10.
That is incorrect. The correct answer was 24. Keep the hands on the buzzer because, once again, this is still for the game. What two types of skates combine to form inline skates? Yes, yellow team.
Rollerblades?
That is incorrect. Let me finish the question for you, red team. What two types of skates combined to form inline skates?
Roller skates and ice skates?
That is correct. Roller and ice. You have the goal. You have the 100 points. You're going to face today's wizard in the zone. Yeah. All right, let's take a peek here and see where everything was for this round up on the board. There you are. Prize above. Couple in the corner. Right now at 235. Red team, you are going in the Vizio zone. Yeah. Hey, listen, yellow team, it was back and forth. We don't ask for a better game. Andrea, tell them what they're getting.
BK. BK Ratch Tech. Strap on the noise. Friends, here's PJ the Parrot. Check it out. Here's Melody Pops, a delicious candy flute. Fun and easy to play. Melody Pops, the musical lollipops. You just gotta try them.
Hey, 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 I'm standing here. These two men in Austin come back, and that's exactly what I want to tell you to do. Come on back. See what happens. Are you ready for inside there? Are you psyched to go inside there? Come on back. We're all psyched. Don't miss what's happening here tonight on Nick Arcade. Yeah. We are back. I'm just chilling with Brianna and Jamal, who are ready to go through that door into the video zone. Now you have 1 minute to get through all three levels. After the first two, with the time left, you will go and take on Murloc in the wizard level. Now for each item you pick up, you will get $50. If each level you get past, you will get an awesome prize. Now, here is your challenge. Player one is a monster on the loose, rescuing three humans from alien capture. Touch them while they're in the tractor beam, but look out for the giant laser-firing eyeball, slimy earth creature, and monstrous cockroach. Touch the power rod to release cosmic radiation and clear the screen. Rescue all three humans, and here's Andrea to tell you what you'll get.
Chinon's Pocket Zoom Ultra Auto Zoom Camera with auto load, auto focus, and auto composition. So small it fits in your pocket. Furnished by Chinon.
Now, player two must collect three coins in the mind maze. Look out for the spheres, flame jets, and electrified squares, which will drain your power. Touch the power square, and you'll be immune to all damage. Collect all three coins, and here's Andrea to tell you what you'll get!
The Harvard Supreme Table Tennis features a heavy-duty frame and competition top for years of family fun. Harvard Sports, professional quality products for today's active sports enthusiast.
Now, with the time left, you will both take on Murloc in the wizard level. Catch three floating orbs while avoiding the dangerous lightning blast and creatures. Touch the spinning hourglass and you'll freeze everything for 5 seconds. Beat Murloc by catching all three orbs and you will win today's grand prize.
A Key West landmark since 1926, Holiday Inn La Conca, a member of Historic Hotels of America. Enjoy all of the family activities Key West has to offer, and your family will drive the Mitsubishi Expo Sport Wagon, brought to you from Value Rent-A-Car. Good luck, go get them in the zone. Back to you, Phil.
All right, my friends, power slam, and through that door, bust a move on Murloc. Yeah! Right now, monsters on the loose. There's a lot of jumping that needs to be done to rescue the humans. And of course, in the mind maze, a lot of back and forth walking. Okay, we're set. Ready, and go! Maul is off. All right, bam! He got the first human at 56 seconds. He got nipped. He got nipped in the head. He's down to 3 units of power. He's rescued 2 humans. Way to go. He has 1 win against Jamal. Come back. Their people still being sucked into the old zone, Jamal. Jump up, wrong one, Jamal. Oh, my goodness. He is out of power. He's going to have to start again. Okay, he is back at 32 seconds. He's got 1. All right, he's got 1. 2 more to get. Oh, he missed that one. It's a little too high. 2. 1 more. 22 seconds. Run, 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 run. Oh, he missed. There's 1 more. Oh, my goodness. He is out of power. They're at 15 seconds. He's going to have to hit start again. Now, remember, Jamal, you have to get 3, my man. 3. He's at 9 seconds. That's 1. They're at 5 seconds. That's... Oh, no, that wasn't quite 2. He's got 2. Oh, my goodness, but time has ticked out. You know, they played an awesome game up front, and it just seems like...